and I look back at where he's at, I feel like he's a different player than he was a year ago. And I think it's great to see it.
O'Neill crushes one out to deep left field. How far? Mammoth shot. Tyler O'Neill. Home run number 14. And O'Neill sends one out to center. Zimmer back.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question he's playing at an all-star caliber.
That audio courtesy of Bally Sports Midwest. That was John Mozeliak, Mike Schilt, talking about the guy that I believe should be an all-star for the Cardinals this season. That is Tyler O'Neill. And Tyler joins us now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Tyler, we appreciate the time, man. How you doing today?
Hey, Brendan. Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on, fellas. Good. How are you?
Doing very well. We're thrilled to have you. So let's start out with this. What's changed for you this year, man? Because, I mean, just watching you, whether it be at the plate or in the field, there seems to be a confidence that is exuding from you in a way that we hadn't seen previously. What do you think has changed for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just kind of starting to find my ground out there. I know I have good ability in this sport, and, you know, it's just a matter of time before I showed it. And this year, I really feel like I have the faith in the management and the staff, and, you know, just a go-get-em attitude that I normally play with, and it's all translating this year.
Tyler, nobody wants to get injured in a season, but do you feel like that injury earlier on for you helped because you just were able to take a little time and get more work in the batting cages and just change the approach a little bit? Because once you returned from that second injury, that's where it seemed you had a massive takeoff.
Right, yeah. I started out in spring pretty good, and then I got off to a rough start this year. Pulling my groin earlier this year kind of just let me take a step back and, you know, just reel things in a little bit and, you know, obviously came back swinging it good and the way I should be.
Tyler, I'm curious. We talked with Torrey Hunter before the season, and we talked to him about you, actually, and about the development of coming into the bigs and really finding your way. And Torrey told us early on in his career, he would listen to the third base coach, the first base coach. He said he would even listen to, like, the radio hosts and their recommendations for what he should do at the plate. Do you feel like there has been a point in your career, maybe it's now, maybe it was last year, I don't know when it happened, but when you said, you know what, I'm really damn good at this, and I'm going to go out and do it the way that I believe that I can do it. Has that happened for you, where you're just going out and doing your thing now?
For sure. I think that's a great point there. I think the biggest thing for me this year is really formulating a routine that I do both offensively and defensively, whether it's a throwing program or a tee program or a weightlifting program, stretching routine, anything that is. I really feel like I've nailed that down this year, and it helps me reset and just get my mind right for the game and just go in there neutralized. I think that's the biggest thing for me is being able to control those thoughts and just sticking in the present, sticking in the know, and you know, trust my preparation to execute.
Tyler, we have a text line in our studio, and as you can probably imagine, the vast majority of the texts that are coming through right now are telling us that we have to ask you whether it be about your workout routine or your stretching routine or whatever it is. What does your routine look like on a day-to-day basis? And are you sick of talking about this?
No, I mean, not at all. It's something I'm proud of because I think I've come a long way in mental maturity in that regard. So I usually get to the field and take a little bit of pre-workout before I do some tea and, you know, do a quick lift warm-up is what I call it. Get in there for about 25, 30 minutes, if that, and, you know, just hammer away 10 sets, get the blood flowing, oxygen moving to the brain, and then go outside maybe to the field, throw a little bit and wait till BP, and then it all kind of happens from there, and then try and do a little reset stretch before the game just to get the body prepared and everything activated. So, you know, it's been working for me so far, and, you know, I like where I'm at.
God bless you, Tyler, because a quick pregame workout, 25 to 30 minutes, that's probably my workout for the entire day, and I'm spent the entire time. We're talking with Tyler O'Neill, Cardinals outfielder here on BK and Ferrario. So, Tyler, I'm curious, after what BK talked about there with Tyler O'Neill, about Torrey Hunter, how do you avoid information overload in baseball when you're a player? Because so many analytics and so many numbers are coming at you on a daily basis that kind of gets you away from just going to the plate and being Tyler O'Neill.
For sure. Yeah, I think a lot of guys struggle with that occasionally. You know, when they first get into the big leagues, I was definitely one of them. Now, the biggest key there is to understand which numbers work for you and how it works for you and what you can do damage with. So not getting caught up in all the other stuff, because there is just charts. Like, there's charts, and these guys work their tails off for us in the batting cage. You know, our hitting coaches, our staff, everyone, they work so hard for us to get all this information. It's up to us to utilize them and, you know, personalize what we need in our own unique ways. So that's been another big step for me this year as well.
I'm not asking you to share any state secrets or anything here, Tyler, but for our audience, can you tell us a little bit about what that pre-game routine is like information-wise? What are some of the things that they're sharing with you that have helped for you this year?
Well, you know, what worked for me, especially in the minor leagues, is just understanding what they like to do, you know, where maybe their heat maps are, what pitches they like to throw, maybe a specific count, their high percentiles, certain spots. Just checking out their sprays and, you know, being able to prepare myself for that rather than being focused up on my mechanics or, you know, something else that's not necessarily as important as the 95 moving baseball coming at you.
So, Tyler, I'm curious, big picture-wise, you know, we talked about the injury that you suffered earlier on this season, and look, it seems like everyone on the team is going through this right now. Have you ever seen a season or a team go through what the Cardinals have been going through? I mean, it feels like guys are dropping like flies right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little bit of a struggle for us, you know, injury-wise, first little bit this year. But, you know, we got a tight-knit group of guys, and, you know, we're all for one out there. And, you know, we got a great locker room, great chemistry in there, and we're all fighting for each other. So, you know, we're all going to go through tough stretches, and that's just the way it is sometimes. But, you know, we're working our tails off to turn that around. And, you know, we're the Cardinals. We don't like losing, and we don't expect to for long.
How impressed have you been, though, Tyler, with the guys who have been brought up from Memphis and have jumped in and had success? I mean, you talk about a guy like Edmundo Sosa who jumps in because of the injury to Paul DeJong, and, I mean, he takes off.
Yeah, I mean, I've always knew Sosa was a good ball player. You know, I played with him in AAA a couple years there, and, you know, he's got good pop, hit, play defense, obviously. He's got smooth hands, so, you know, he's a very good player.
We're talking to Tyler O'Neill for another few minutes here on 101 ESPN. Tyler, the big offseason addition for you guys this year, I don't have to tell you, we've spent a decent amount of time talking about Nolan Arenado here on the airwaves. What's been your impression so far? You're about a third of the way, a little more than a third of the way through the season now. What's it been like for you to be able to play with Nolan this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, hitting behind him and Goldie, actually, you know, I learned a lot from those two dudes. Obviously, Nolan carries himself with you know, a lot of, you know, pride, I guess. I mean, he's Nolan Arenado, and we're very happy to have him on our team and all the above. You know, it's one of the best hitters in the game right there, and to be able to learn from him and see how he goes about his business and make my unique tweaks to my routine that maybe, you know, I want to incorporate. You know, just observing that. He's a great ball player. He carries himself with the utmost respect, and he's a great teammate.
Did you notice a difference with just the presence of Nolan Arenado against opponents, Tyler? Like, knowing that he's in the lineup, whether it's playing at third base or batting, just a difference in presence against the opposition.
Definitely. Yeah, he's a difference maker out there. You know, he's been in the game a long time. He's even young, too. So, you know, we're lucky to have him and are happy to have him. And, you know, it's great to have him on our team.
Tyler, I'm going to preface this by saying, I know that your goal this year was for the Cardinals to make the playoffs and win a World Series. I know that part of it. Individually, coming into the season, did you have any thresholds you wanted to hit, whether it be home runs or an all-star appearance? What was your goal for this year personally?
Well, I went into the offseason very determined to change something. And, you know, again, like I've said, I've formulated a routine to be able to use my abilities as dynamic as I can. And, you know, I'm not necessarily a goal setter. I know what I can do, and I've seen what I can do. And I believe that, you know, I'm gonna keep doing damage the way that I'm doing it as long as I stick with my routines and trusting my process. So, you know, I'm not gonna necessarily state one number here or there, though. It's not really how I think.
So I'm gonna give you a hypothetical situation, Tyler, and have fun with it. Shoot it down, whatever you want to do. I'm fine with it. If you get the call to be in the All-Star game, and they ask you to do the home run derby, are you in or are you out?
I mean, I'm taking that 100%. Why wouldn't you? I mean, I remember watching the home run derby as a kid. I'd rather watch the derby than the game when I was growing up, little ball fan there. So, Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see, fellas.
Did you have a favorite home run derby memory of a player, a certain individual? Like for me, I always remember Bobby Abreu's home run derby. Is there one that sticks out to you?
Yeah, probably Hamilton hitting this like 520 or something at Yankee. that was something else.
Have you thought about what it would be like specifically playing it at in Denver with the altitude? I mean, I'm trying to imagine what your home run derby would look like there, and I feel like it'd go okay for you.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, as long as you clip them right and they leave the yard, that's all that matters. So, yeah, we'll see, fellas. It's something that I've thought about, but you know, we'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when it comes.
Sure. We've got two more questions for you, Tyler. Baseball just announced a little while ago this new foreign substance policy that they're coming out with. It looks like it's going to begin next week. I'm curious from a hitter's perspective. One thing that they are deciding to outlaw is the rosin with the sunscreen. Is that something that as a hitter you wanted them to outlaw? What's your view on these things?
I mean, I haven't really been falling too much up on it. it's just not part of my thought process. It doesn't bother me, you know, as long as pitchers can throw it over the plate and have a bit of control where it's going, you know, not releasing it high in arm side, you know, it's dangerous for us guys around the head, obviously. So as long as they can control a little bit, you know, if they have stuff on it, fine. I definitely do believe that there's a level of integrity in the game where, you know, you can't be using all this hardcore sticky stuff, but you know, it's out of my hands. And again, it's not really a worry of mine in one way or another.
Final question that I've got for you, Tyler, as a Canadian yourself, my guy, Alex Ferrario, Blues pre-post and intermission host. Have you been paying attention to the NHL playoffs at all?
Not too much. I've been caught up in my own little baseball world here, trying to been dialed up, but, you know, it's always on my thought process, and it's always on my Instagram page when I'm scrolling the popular page. So,
I would imagine as a Canadian though, you want to see Montreal find their way into the Stanley Cup Finals, right?
For sure.
I like it,
Tyler. We appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much for hopping on with us today. All the best. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the season, and we'll certainly be pulling for you to get into that home run derby and the All-Star game that you absolutely deserve to make. Thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, fellas, thanks for the compliments, and appreciate the airtime. Have a good one.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Tyler.
That's Tyler O'Neill joining us here on 101 ESPN.
All right, new favorite player. It's fine. I'll go buy the jersey right now. Plain and simple.
Who was your favorite?
Well, Arenado obviously is my favorite player, Mr. 95%. But yeah, Tyler O'Neill is tied for first now.
Tyler O'Neill sounds like a hockey player.
Oh my gosh, he does.
It sounded like his pregame warm-up, or sorry, his pregame like weightlifting was like benching me. And then he's like, all right, after I've done this,
you're like 50 pounds, so like it makes sense.
I do find his thought process interesting in that it. He is super locked in right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could tell am I thinking about a specific number of home runs? No. I just know what I'm capable of doing, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it. Am I watching the NHL playoffs right now? No, because I'm locked
Hell
into
no.
the season. He seems as locked in as you will ever find a player.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing as well as he ever has. And the Cardinals need more from other guys, the way that they've been getting production out of him. Let's talk about that on the other side, because Tyler O'Neill had a little bit of a moment last night once again, and it was the latest in a long line of those moments for him. The problem for the rest of the lineup is that it seems to just be Tyler O'Neill right now. We'll talk about that next on 101 ESPN.